Hello and welcome to Larry39's podcast. Today I'm going to announce Tech Talk Beta. Might come out of beta in the next couple weeks if the audience improves. And something else for news. I decided I am not going to do video podcasts because they will take too much space and I will have to delete older episodes to make room for newer, which will allow you people not to view my shows. Now for Tech Talk Beta. There's a couple things in this world I don't trust. The news, the government, and Podomatic.com. Let me give you a little example. For all of you who have a Podomatic.com account, you know that when you go to my podcast, you could go into statistics and see who comes to your podcast. Here's something that you should notice. On top of the page, you would see something saying, "Hi, blah blah blah, username. Welcome to Pro Statistics. We're making Pro Statistics available free of charge to our basic users from November 16th to December 16th. Happy holidays." Okay, it is February now. Christmas is long gone. December 16th was more than a month and a half ago. Do you think they'll ever take it down? No. And also, for example, my number of downloads this Sunday morning, I got up and went to Podomatic.com to see how many people download my podcast. This was 7 in the morning. It said 20 people as of this morning. 8 o'clock p.m. It says 20 people still download my podcast. The next day, I had 40 views. Why does the number jump from 8 to 12 when there are not as many users on? Could this just be a glitch? Could it be inaccurate? Do you trust it? I don't. If you scroll down on the page, you would see the top referrers in the past week. Here's one of the referring addresses I have. search.live.com/result/Ferrari. Okay, this is a tech podcast, not a car podcast. Why does it say Ferrari? Could be a glitch, could be inaccurate. This is something for you to decide. And now, for more. Internet calls. Have you ever thought about getting Vonage? Have you ever been sitting at work with this stupid theme song stuck in your head? And the commercials, aren't they annoying? Well, they are to me. And I'm here to tell you about some things that Vonage offers. For starters, it's a $25 flat rate fee, which is basically a little adapter box that you plug your phone into, and you plug the adapter box into your modem or router, and you got VoIP, or Voice Over Internet Protocol. It's a weird name, don't you think? You could just call it internet calling. Another thing Vonage features is like a little USB drive, which plugs into any computer, and immediately you see a whole bunch of numbers pop up. You click on those numbers to form a phone number, and you could call anyone. This is great and all, but I found an alternative. Skype, which you could download free at skype.com. You could call anybody in the world for free. This is a lot better than Vonage. Although when you do travel, you may need to log your laptop, which is not exactly the best thing you like to do. And also, Skype has a limited number of calls you can make. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you could only make up to 5-minute calls. But it is not bad, considering it is free. And for all you Wii people out there who have the Wii, you've probably been using the new Wii News Channel, which basically allows you to read news headlines. I suggest everyone to update their Wii to get this channel. This has been Tech Talk Beta for February 4th, 2007. This has been Larry 389. Have a good day.